first, let's just start. Why was this job with the Steelers so appealing to you?
Well, number one, getting a chance to work for an organization like the Steelers, be around a head coach like Mike Tomlin. I think it was a very, very easy fit. Understanding what I know about this, the reputation of this organization around the league, the Rooney family, it's just a great opportunity for me to be part of this whole thing right now.
You have over 20 years of experience as a player and a coach. What do you take from your career as a player that you kind of implement and use now as a coach?
Well, I think I pride myself as a player, being very, very intelligent in terms of what I had to do and what I was asked to do. It was not going to be anybody tougher. It was not going to be anybody out there that was going to work harder. And there's not going to be, at the end of the day, there's not going to be any regrets from my whatever I brought to the table. And that's the message I try to get across to my guys. Very intense. I like to have a lot of fun.
Fumbling, is that a zero tolerance thing for you, or how does that situation work?
Yeah, fumbling is something that, I don't like the word. But, the one thing I try to get across in terms of that, when the ball gets stuck into your belly or you put it under your arm, you're taking the responsibility. Number one, the head coach is giving you the privilege, and you are carrying 52 other guys with you. And the ball, when the play's over, when the whistle's blown, you have to have it and get up off the ground with it. Now, does it happen? Sure. But we want to make sure, and there's a thing that I tell them, just a quote, it's paranoid awareness. And I just want you to be aware. I want you to be slightly paranoid, but aware enough to understand to get back to football. And it's an honor and privilege to be able to carry football and not football.
Paranoid awareness, where did that come from?
Just something that I came up with through the years. I prided myself as a player on not letting it come out. And that is something that I want to share with my players.
Talking just overall run game in the NFL today, what do you think is the formula to have a successful one nowadays?
Well, I think, you have to be committed to it, number one. It's got to be part of your basic philosophy. And I think running the football helps your offense. And I believe that we have the people in this building that are going to be able to be capable enough to do that. We have a great offensive line in place. We've got a great quarterback. Todd Haley's done a great job in terms of trying to get the things done. The way it needs to be done in terms of getting the offense going in direction so we can win games. And the run game is a big part of it.
What about when you're in a situation in the game where, okay, it's short distance, you know they're probably going to run it. What makes a team successful? What's the good formula for that situation?
Well, I just came from a place where we had a running back by the name of Adrian Peterson, and people put eight guys in a box. That doesn't stop you from running football. The beauty of being an offensive player is you know exactly where the ball is going at all times. So you got 11 guys out there, and if you're one of the 11, you got to trust the 10 other guys to do their job. And by doing that, they have to be able to trust you that you're going to put the ball in the proper place each and every time. Can't be any guess.
As a running backs coach, what do you see are the advantages of using the outside zone scheme?
Well, there's a number of different advantages, and it's based on your personnel. What does your personnel do best? The philosophy always has been, where I've been and around, what are the five guys up front do the best? There is no favorite play for a particular runner. He has to be able to adapt to what the five guys up front are doing, and obviously we as coaches, we got to understand what he does well.
Can you talk about the relationship that you're building or already have with the new offensive line coach, Mike Munchak, just in terms of getting this run game finished kind of strong last season, but obviously I'm sure you guys want to take it to new heights.
Well, Mike is a very knowledgeable guy. He's been in this league a long time. He's been, he's been very fortunate to be in one place for a long time. I'm really getting a chance to get to know the guy. And the relationship is really going well, and I think that we're all going to have fun working together.
And last question, what's one thing we don't know about you?
Oh, wow. Like Reader's Digest.
Yeah.
That's about it. I like to have fun. I like to have a good time. I don't wear the weight of the world on my shoulders every day. I mean, there's a lot of worse things guys could be doing or what I could be doing. We all come to this thing willing. We're all very blessed and very fortunate to be where we are.
All right. Thanks, Coach.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it.
You're welcome.